From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Yemen's president says he is ready to talk to al-Qaeda fighters if they disarm and renounce violence, despite U.S. pressure to crack down on the terrorist group. Del Gavlak reports.
President Ali Abdullah Saleh has offered to open talks with al-Qaeda militants his security forces are battling if they lay down their weapons. Speaking to Abu Dhabi TV, he said that dialogue is the best way, even with al-Qaeda, although he vowed that his troops will track down fighters who refuse to stop violence. But Washington has complained in the past that Yemen struck deals with al-Qaeda fighters and freed them from prison after they promised not to engage in terrorism. Some later broke those promises and are active in al-Qaeda's offshoot in Yemen. The Yemen branch of al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the failed Christmas Day bombing of a Northwest flight bound for Detroit. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
Two leaders in the U.S. Senate say someone should be punished for not preventing a would-be bomber from boarding a plane on Christmas. Republican John McCain and independent Joe Lieberman did not specifically say anyone should be fired, though. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
The two senators were responding to questions on CNN about an attempted bombing that was foiled by other passengers on the flight. Senator Lieberman said the fact Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab ever made it onto a plane is someone's fault.
So if human errors were made, I think some of the humans who made those errors have to be disciplined so that they never happen again.
Lieberman focused on two agencies, the State Department for not reacting more aggressively when the suspected bomber's father warned the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria about his son. Second, he pointed to the National Counterterrorism Center, the agency set up after the September 11th attacks. Senator McCain also was critical of the White House for choosing to try the man in a civilian rather than military court. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A British journalist has been killed in Afghanistan. The Sunday Mirror newspaper says correspondent Rupert Hamer died in an explosion yesterday. A U.S. Marine and an Afghan soldier were also killed. The paper says Hamer was embedded with the U.S. military on patrol in Helmand Province when their vehicle was struck by a makeshift bomb. The British military reports that the newspaper's photographer and four Marines were seriously wounded. Northern California was shaken by a 6.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday that caused some damage in Eureka, but no major injuries. The final two wildcard games of the NFL playoffs are today. This hour, the Baltimore Ravens face the New England Patriots. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis says Tom Brady still presents a lot of problems.
You're talking about probably arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So we're not talking about somebody just off the streets. You're talking about a true professional in the way he plays the game. And he's surrounded with you know, crazy talent.
This is NPR. Italian authorities have evacuated more than 1,000 migrants from a southern town after residents attacked the African fruit pickers who were rebelling against racist discrimination and exploitation. 70 people were injured, including three migrants beaten with metal rods. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has this from Rome.
Frightened migrants carried meager belongings as police escorted them into buses to get them as far away as possible from Rosarno. The town in the Calabria region has had its council disbanded for links with the mafia, which controls much of the local agricultural industry. Angry residents cheered the migrants' departure. UN officials said many workers didn't bother to collect their pay, a sign of their fear. The violence was sparked Thursday when two migrants were shot with a pellet gun. In angry reaction, hundreds of African workers who are forced to live in squalid conditions without electricity and running water began smashing cars and clashed with riot police and residents. Some locals fired on fleeing migrants. One daily described their departure as ethnic cleansing. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
China is officially the world's largest exporter. It overtook Germany last month after exports surged 17.7% over the previous year. But despite the surge, China's trade surplus unexpectedly edged down. Togo is recalling its national soccer team from Angola 2 days after the delegation was ambushed by gunmen ahead of the African Nations Cup. One of the players, Thomas Dosevi, says his team wanted to play this week in tribute to those killed, but was overruled. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.